Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're taking a call from someone who has a very interesting side hustle. Going and reselling hot dogs from baseball games at school, making like $100 in a day doing that. So we're going to be bringing him on. He's going to share his story with that and ask a few questions regarding his finances. So anyway, let's bring him on and see what he has to say. So Nicholas, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Hey, Graham. How are you doing?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Good. So I just had a story to tell really quick before we get into everything else. So when I was in high school, so I live in Los Angeles as well. So when I was in high school, I'm a diehard Dodger fan, by the way. So when I was in high school, I would always go to Dodger games, and I noticed a trend with Dodger sale prices, Dodger ticket prices, my bad, that if you would go between Monday and Wednesday, that the ticket prices would actually be cheaper and on resale value because season ticket holders would not be able to go to those games. So long story short, I would end up going to a couple games here and there. And one day I decided to say all you can eat. The tickets were about $20, $25. And that's how much I pay on food every single time I go. So all you can eat sounded good to me for $25. So I ended up going. And at the end of the game, they put out all their Dodger dogs because the game wasn't sold out. It was like a Tuesday. Game wasn't sold out. There wasn't that many people there. And so I texted my dad and my sister. I said, hey, there's extra Dodger dogs. Do you guys want any? And they said, yeah, like we'll take a couple if you can bring them back. So I brought home like 10 Dodger dogs.
Wow.
I ended up giving my dad. So I ended up giving my family a couple to eat for dinner and whatnot. Next day, I took 5 to school. I told my friends, I'll bring you a Dodger dog, whatever. So I ate one for myself at lunch, and then a couple of my friends wanted some. And it turns out a couple people had texted me saying, hey, do you have extra Dodger dogs? Like, I'm hungry. It sounds awesome. And I was like, oh, like, sorry. Like, I'm going to be going to another Dodger game tomorrow. Like, I'll bring you another one, whatever. So I ended up buying tickets the same day to go to another game. And all you can eat again, about $30. And so I went, and I kept getting text messages saying, hey, like, can you bring me Dodger dog too? Can you bring me Dodger dog too? And I ended up telling them, hey, like, I don't want to carry around 30 Dodger dogs. Like, I'll charge you guys $3 for if you want me to bring you one. And everyone said, sure, cool, whatever. So I ended up going to the game. I got about 20, 25 this time. Came back. So I ended up coming back with 20, 25 Dodger dogs. My parents, of course, took a couple again. Took about 20 to school. I can't remember the exact number. About 20. I ended up selling all 20 of them by the first 15 minutes I was in school for $3 each. So I already made $60, and that's how much I paid for the tickets. So basically, I went for free. And at that point, more people started coming to me saying, hey, do you have extra? Do you have extra? I was like, no, I don't. And then I realized that I actually have something going on here. So that was a Wednesday, I believe, Wednesday or Thursday. And so the next week, throughout the rest of the week, I got text messages saying, hey, do you have any extra, whatever. So the next Tuesday, I ended up going again because, like I said, Monday through Thursday usually time to go, or Monday through Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So I went Tuesday, all you can eat again. This time tickets are about $35, I think. So I went, and I ended up getting as many as I could. I talked to the lady at the concession stand. I was like, hey, like, I'm just going to take as many as I can. Like, how many is the most I can get? And she was like, oh, just come back in the seventh inning, and I'll give you whatever I have left. So I go up to her, and she had like 45 Dodger dogs. And I told her, I was like, I don't know if I need that many. So I ended up taking about 30, 35. Took them to school the next day, and I put out like a mass text message to everybody. I have Dodger dogs today. If anyone wants one, just $3. So I ended up selling out again within the first 20 minutes of school. And I ended up making almost $100 in profit. And I paid $30 for the ticket, so I made about $60 profit. So when I figured out that was going on, I was going to the games for free. I kind of made it of a habit for the next 2 to 3 weeks. So every Tuesday and Wednesday, I would go to the games, or every home game, I would say. Tuesday, Thursday, I would go to the game. Tuesday, Wednesday, go to the games, get 30, 40 Dodger dogs, and then go to school the next day and sell them for profit.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm really curious. We'll take a pause here for a second. How do you carry this many hot dogs?
Okay, so what I did is, so the first time I took a little duffel bag or a little drawstring bag, and then I would just carry the rest. That's how I started. But the second time I went, I realized I couldn't carry all of them. I went to a concession stand, just asked for a bag, like a plastic bag, and I just put them all in there. And then the next morning, how it would work is that once I started getting mass, like when I started the first time with 20, My dad actually would wake up at 5 in the morning, put them in a tray, put them all in the oven at, I believe, 350 degrees, and have them heat for about 30, 45 minutes. And then I wake up, get a duffel bag, put a towel to insulate it, put all the Dodger dogs inside, and then put a towel on top and zip it up and take it to school with me.
Why not raise prices? Why three? Three sounds too. I would do five. Because here's the thing. I think a lot of people don't carry dollar bills on them, but they'll carry a five. Why not just charge a five?
So what I started doing, it was three for one or two for five, because that's what I noticed as well.
Yeah.
And then the school year ended, so I mean, I didn't really have time to like think about this all, but yeah, so it was $3 the first time, and then two for five the second time, and from then on.
That's an interesting business, man. Because here's the thing, I think a lot of these places too, they just throw out the food afterwards. Like if it's reasonably cooked, don't they just throw it out? They don't serve it. So you may as well make
So
some
at
money
Dodger
off
Stadium,
it.
exactly. So at Dodger Stadium, they only make a certain amount of hot dogs. Like, I don't know the exact number, but they make a certain amount of hot dogs for all you can eat. So once they're gone, there is no all you can eat anymore. They usually stop serving in the seventh inning. But when I went from Tuesday or Monday to Wednesday, when the games were dead, there was probably like 30,000, 40,000. When the typical game is about 50,000, there was always like at yeah in the seventh inning, they would always just put out like 100 hot dogs, and just people can take whatever they want. And then when I was leaving, there was still like, exactly. So there was always still like 10 left, and then they would just take them and throw them away.
Me as well, man. That's creative. You know what? That's creative. I gotta hand it to you. You're not hurting anybody. Maybe they get upset to hear you doing that, but you're not hurting anybody. You're not taking business away from them. You know, the hot dogs are going to be thrown out. You may as well get some money from it. People love the Dodger dogs. They're great. They're huge. They're massive things too. So I get it. So very creative of you.
And I mean, it isn't even something that I wanted to do. It's just I noticed people wanted them at school. People didn't like the school lunches, and they would want something else to eat, and I had it for them. So
That's cool. What school was this?
this is a school. This is my high school in California. I went to a school in West Covina called Edgewood.
Okay,
Edgewood High
cool.
School.
All right, awesome, man. Well, cool. That's a good side hustle. So what questions do you have now, or what can I do for you?
So I actually, I sent in, I don't know if you have the pie chart. I sent in a pie chart of my budget
I see a pie chart
for
right here.
this
I
year.
got it. Yes.
So I just wanted to know if there's anything you see wrong, or anything you see I could be doing better, or
Was this
whatnot.
so this is monthly?
This is actually my yearly budget, because I only work part time in the summer.
It's not bad, man. Okay, so let's go over this. You pay $1,460 a year in rent?
So what that is, so I live at home, obviously, and when I come to college, I live here on campus, because I go to college in Arizona. So my financial aid and loans cover the rent during the year, but during the summertime, I signed a 12-year lease. So in the summertime, technically, I'm on a full-time student, so FAFSA won't pay for anything. So I have to pay the 2 months of rent that I live at home.
Got it. Okay. That's fine. So then we got baseball, $1,000. What is that?
I put all my rent on my credit card, and then I racked up about $1,500 in credit. That's about where I got the number from. It was about like 1,500, a little bit more than that. And then that's actually when I discovered your channel, and I saw that you said that you should be paying off your credit cards in full every month. And then I was like, that actually makes more sense than what I'm doing. So I ended up paying all that credit off within the first couple of weeks of working, so I just got it out of the
Amazing.
way.
Perfect. So credit card, you're done with that. Going out, $2,000. I have to say, in a year, spending $2,000 going out and having fun is not bad at all. Saving seven. I would like to see you have more savings, though. I have a feeling that savings has got to be something recent if you just paid off your credit card.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's where it was. That
So,
and the rent, so.
yeah. So I would like to see your savings much higher. I would love to see you have a few thousand in savings, like 2,500, 3 grand in savings. I know it's going to take you some time to get there. If you're willing to, if you could pay off credit card $1,500 in a few weeks, you'll get there in no time. Especially if you're living at home with family and getting a lot taken care of in school. Other than that, man, I don't see any problem with your spending.
All right, it sounds good.
Perfect, man. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and keep me posted with everything.
I will, definitely.
Cool. Awesome, man. Thanks so
Thank you.
much. See ya. Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, if you guys like videos like this, make sure to hit the like button, subscribe, notification bell. Also, feel free to add me on Instagram. I post it pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. And then lastly, we have a private Discord in the description, so make sure to join that. I think we now have like 6,000 members in the Discord group, so it's really cool. It's an amazing community, so if you want to be a part of it, just add yourself to that in the description. And with that said, thank you so much for watching, and until next time.